The push for uniform newborn screening standards across the board. Mega Doctor News, by Clinical and Laboratory Standards Institute. Newswise, for many newborns, screening is the first and only opportunity to detect serious conditions before symptoms appear. In cases like severe combined immunodeficiency, SCID, early detection can mean the difference between timely treatment and life-threatening complications. As screening programs expand and scientific knowledge advances, ensuring consistency and accuracy across laboratories has become increasingly important. Since the first edition of CLSINBS06 was published in 2013, newborn screening for SCID has expanded significantly across the United States and globally. At the same time, advances in immunology and growing consideration of additional inborn errors of immunity have introduced new complexities for laboratories, adapting to a changing landscape. As newborn screening for SCID has become more widely implemented, laboratories are navigating an increasingly complex environment. What was once an emerging area of screening is now part of a broader and rapidly evolving landscape, one that requires greater alignment in how testing is performed, interpreted, and communicated. Knowledge in immunology is always evolving, said Michael LaForgue, program manager for CLSINBS documents. When the first edition was published, newborn screening for SCID was not as widely implemented. Today, many more regions are adopting these programs, and there is a stronger need to ensure consistency in how results are interpreted and reported. Alongside expanded screening efforts, laboratories are also considering additional inborn errors of immunity, further increasing the need for harmonized approaches. Consistency in terminology, reporting, and follow-up practices is becoming essential to ensure that results are not only accurate, but actionable for clinical teams. Navigating complexity in practice as newborn screening programs expand, laboratories are not only adapting to new technologies, but also working to maintain consistency across increasingly complex processes. From initial screening through follow-up testing, even small variations can introduce challenges that impact how results are interpreted and acted upon. Quality control remains a critical focus, particularly when it comes to understanding and reducing false positive rates, said Michael. At the same time, laboratories are navigating challenges related to communication and follow-up with clinical teams, as well as the need for greater harmonization in cutoffs, terminology, and reporting. These challenges extend beyond the technical aspects of testing. Clear communication between laboratories and clinical teams is essential to ensure that appropriate confirmatory testing and timely intervention follow abnormal results. Without alignment across these steps, even accurate screening results may not lead to the best possible outcomes for newborns. As programs continue to grow, the need for standardized approaches becomes increasingly important, not only to support laboratory performance, but to ensure that every result leads to clear and effective clinical decision-making, supporting consistency with updated guidance. As complexity grows, clear and timely guidance becomes essential. Laboratories need frameworks that reflect current evidence while supporting consistent testing, interpretation, and follow-up across programs. CLSI's second edition of NBS06 was developed to address these needs. The updated guidance emphasizes consistent follow-up testing, outlines essential Tier 1 confirmatory testing, and reflects advances in molecular approaches to TREC measurement. It also highlights the growing relevance of incorporating KREC screening for severe B-cell immunodeficiencies and reinforces the importance of harmonized terminology and reporting. Providing timely, evidence-based guidance helps improve both diagnosis and communication between laboratories and clinicians, said Michael. Ultimately, that supports better outcomes for newborns and their families. Explore CLSINBS06 as newborn screening programs continue to expand and evolve. The need for consistency, clarity, and timely follow-up remains critical. For conditions like SCID, where early detection can significantly impact outcomes, laboratories play a central role in ensuring that results lead to effective clinical action. Updated guidance helps support that role by providing a clear, evidence-based framework for testing, interpretation, and communication. To learn more, explore the second edition of CLSINBS06. And how it supports newborn screening programs in delivering accurate, actionable results.